M. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The abortion debate has ignited again after a federal judge in Texas suspended the FDA's approval of an abortion pill. The latest developments from CBS's Christian Benavides.
A counter-ruling by Washington State federal judge Thomas Rice blocked the FDA from making any changes to mifepristone's availability in 17 Democrat-led states and Washington, D.C. that sued to expand access.
So it inherently creates what we call a circuit split, which kind of means it has to go to the Supreme Court.
On the heels of the Texas ruling, Iowa's Republican Attorney General has halted a state practice of paying for abortions or emergency contraception for rape victims.
It appears classified American military documents have been leaked on social media, and the Pentagon is working with other federal agencies to assess whether the images are real and the possible damage the leak could cause.
New York Times journalist Eric Schmidt says some of the documents had to do with aid assistance to Ukraine.
The initial tranche of documents we first saw dealt with the planning that's going on to help Ukraine build up for its planned spring offensive.
But that's not all.
Some new documents that were coming out get into the air defense levels of Ukraine right now, which of course has been a major source of concern.
The Pentagon is now investigating who's responsible for the leak and just how serious it is. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Three unions at the 67,000 student Rutgers University in New Jersey have voted to go on strike Monday morning. Union official Rebecca Givon.
Our boards have decided that we will stand together, part-time, full-time, grad workers, postdocs, counselors, biomedical faculty, so-called legacy faculty, and we will take this momentous step.
Governor Phil Murphy has asked all sides to come to his office on Monday. Police in Orlando say three people are dead and their suspected killer has died in a shootout with officers early Sunday. More from WKMG-TV reporter Jerry Askin.
Joanne Capel lives next door and heard the gunshots.
I didn't get the phone in time. I looked up, she texted me, called the police, he's shooting.
She said one of the victims inside the house actually reached out to her for help before she died, but it was sadly too late.
And I'm kind of upset that even though I called the police, I still couldn't help her. That was the sweetest lady you ever want to meet.
May Almighty God have mercy on you.
Pope Francis rallied from bronchitis to say Easter Sunday Mass at the Vatican. Pilgrims and tourists packed St. Peter's Square. Vatican security officials said 45,000 people were there. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I
feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News his party's position on abortion may be too extreme for some voters.
We can win this issue at the ballot box if we show up with reasonable positions. If we have our head in the sand, we're going to lose.
It's still not clear if they're authentic, but the Pentagon says an investigation is underway into a leak of documents that may have exposed American military secrets online. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The Pentagon statement for the first time acknowledges the leaked documents appear to contain sensitive and highly classified information. The Defense Department has initiated a damage assessment.
Unions at Rutgers University in New Jersey have voted to go on strike Monday morning. Union official Catherine Monteleone.
It's not for lack of trying that we now have to have a strike. We've done everything to try to get them to negotiate in good faith with us, and it's just not happening.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer.
Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, hands and wings.
And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. The Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.